Our final locker room chats here on KNZA continuing tonight as we continue here with Jackson Heights. And we're now joined by boys basketball coach, that is Brett Plattner. It is presented by Farm Bureau Warm, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Netawaka Fitness Center. Coach, a lot to dive into here for one final time in 22-23. Let's start with the second-to-last game of the regular season on Tuesday night. A second straight win for you guys, playing some good ball. You hang up 61 points in a win against Oskaloosa. Take us back to that one. General thought, general takeaway, and how nice was it to see your team get another win?
Yeah, obviously good, especially heading into the week of Sub-State to build some momentum with a second straight victory versus Oskaloosa. Reflecting on that game, watching the film a little bit in the previous day, the first half actually left a lot to be desired as far as the defensive end. We thought we had taken a couple steps forward on the defensive end, and in that first half versus Oskaloosa, we took a couple steps back as far as forgetting some of our rotations, not sticking to the scout, and really just giving them a lot of open opportunities. Second half, our boys kind of flipped the switch a little bit, got up in them a little bit more on the perimeter and made them take some tough shots, and ultimately scoring 61 points, obviously our season high, that's the story for sure, but ultimately it was our defense that allowed us to get that victory on Tuesday.
Yeah, and sometimes, of course, when you play good defense, it can lead to pretty easy offense, whether it's transition or just decent looks on that end. But nonetheless, you carry some momentum. You'll play one more game to wrap up the regular season, although Sub-State standings pretty much set in stone for the most part as those are coming out here in the middle of the week. But before the game against Valley Falls on Friday, just kind of reflect a little bit on the season as a whole, from where we began this journey back in early December to where we are today, just the strides and the momentum that your team has gone through throughout the course of the year. What stood out the most?
You kind of said it right there. It's kind of been a journey this entire season. We had a lot of seniors, a lot of experience, obviously, but no one who had officially really held down a starting spot consistently over the past several years. Those guys stepped into starting positions, and we had some young guys filtering their way up through, and it was really a question in the beginning of what role is everybody going to fit into? What are they going to do that's going to provide best for the team to be successful? And I really think proof in the last two victories that we've got that people are starting to figure that out. And we got the team improving and playing at a very good level. And, you know, that's ultimately what you look at for a coach is more than just the wins, losses. Is your team improving? Is your team playing its best basketball at the end of the year? And I feel like we put ourselves in a position to say that.
And it doesn't even matter at this point. Once we get to next week and Sub-State begins, records are out the window. It's a one-game scenario. When you move on, lose, your season is done. And we've talked about it the last couple of weeks, how this Sub-State hosted by Horton is really anybody's ball game. It's a JCN team right now who's at the top of this Sub-State. Horton is looks to be the potential first round, or will be the first round matchup for you next week, a team you've already seen twice and you're very familiar with. And I'm not sure if I've asked you this before. I know I've asked some coaches who are very familiar with the Sub-State, with their teams being in the same league and maybe a couple teams sprinkled in there that are not in the NEKL, but are you excited to potentially see Horton for a third time? Are you on the side of, well, maybe we'd like to see a team we're not so familiar with and maybe for a first time? What's your thought process on that kind of?
You know, I think anytime you see a team for a third time, you're obviously going to have a lot of familiarity with each other. And, you know, I think it can only serve to benefit us that we've had two highly competitive games versus them that we've come on the short end on. And the old adage is it's hard to beat a team three times. And we're definitely going to take that adage heading into next week and put our best foot forward. And like you said, this Sub-State is going to be really fun to watch play out. You got several teams from our league who have split regular season meetings, been back and forth when they played each other. You have Riverside coming in at 6-14, but obviously they play in one of the best leagues in Kansas as far as the Big Seven is concerned. And you got Valley Heights coming from a tough TBL schedule as well. So yeah, I truly do think it's anybody's ball game, and you might see some surprises here or there. And it's really going to be fun to watch unfold outside of just our team itself, which hopefully we can, like I said, continue to play our best ball and put our best foot forward.
Jackson Heights boys basketball coach, that is Brett Plattner, joining us as we appreciate the time as always. They'll get one more game in the regular season on Friday against Valley Falls, but Sub-State pretty much set in stone for next week. The Horton Sub-State, Class 2A. Jackson Heights appears to be the 7 seed, but again, just 13 wins at the top compared to a lot of teams, again, in the middle. It's very bunched up, and it's going to be a very competitive Sub-State, to say the least. Looks like they're going to get Horton next week for a third time here in 22-23. Coach, thanks again for all the time this year. Good luck the rest of the way, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Appreciate it, as always, Brandon. Thanks for all you guys do for Northeast Kansas sports. We really appreciate it.